Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees. My name's Lloyd Ross, and this episode is all about books. What are some of the books that you can start to read to change your money mindset? I'm going to give you some books that I've used to develop my money mindset to start you off on your journey. So if you're brand new to money, these are the books that I would encourage you to actually read. Okay, so you know, money's a funny thing. Like, it's the same. It hasn't changed for a very long time. And the principles remain very much the same. In fact, if you go back, you know, thousands of years to biblical times, there's actually 2,000, I don't know if you knew this, but there's 2,000 verses in the Bible on money. There's actually more verses on money in the Bible than almost anything else, which is really interesting because I think people associate religion and money to not be cut from the same cloth, but it's the principles of money are all very much seated in biblical lessons, and they're eons of years old. They're thousands of years old. So money hasn't really changed all that much. It's very much the same. Just the way that people teach you about money, or the examples, or stories that you read about, or the perspective that they give you will definitely help you in understanding money in your particular way. And everyone receives it differently at different times, okay? So the old saying goes, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So you might read one book about money and go, wow, that changed my life. And then you read a different book and you're like, wow, I thought this and I thought that. But they're actually teaching the exact same lessons in the books. It's just written differently, right? So I think the most important thing for you to understand when it comes to money and investing is this. No one is born with that money knowledge or that money mindset, period. No one is. Zero people. And people often ask me, how did you learn so much about money and how much? I'm like, I read books. anyone who doesn't read books, especially about money or investing, is never going to be good at it. Ever. Ever, 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 ever. Not going to happen. There's no one I know who's successful in any area who doesn't read a lot. No one. Not one person became a multimillionaire without reading. And certainly if you're lacking in the money mindset area, you have no idea about money, you've got to educate yourself. No one educated me at school about money. I left school and started reading about, you know, money. It's all self-taught, right? Money is not something you go and do a course on. Even at university, I learned a lot about like corporate finance and accounting and things like that. But the reality is about money mindset, money management, and investing, I learned all out of school from the books I read. So in this episode, I want to give you a few books to start your journey off. And I'll come back and do a different episode on books on investing, because there's books on money and mindset that you need to read first as a grounding and foundation. And then you want to go to the investing books, which I'll come and do another episode on, because I've got tons of suggestions on those books too. So here we go. The first book, and this is also in the pilot episodes of Money Grows on Trees podcast. So if you go back to episode one, I do talk about my story around how this happened. So I'm not going to dwell on that. But in school, one of the teachers suggested we read Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. I think that's a great book. Then he wrote a book. He also wrote a book called The Cashflow Quadrant, which is a great book as well. Then The Richest Man in Babylon. Extremely good principles. But again, very biblical principles, but it's taught through story. So George Clason, who is the author of The Richest Man in Babylon, he weaves these amazing short stories from biblical times into great money principles. And it just gives you such a great foundation upon which to then, you know, go off and build your wealth. So I love that book. I also love T. Harv Eker's Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. Okay, so T. Harv Eker wrote the book Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. It's all about mindset. A lot of the stuff, is through personal development, but it's a good one. I would be crazy not to plug my own book, Money Grows on Trees. Obviously, there's It's a short, what I did with my book was I took the principles of all those other books and I shortened them and put them into a really quick, easy to read, digestible format for people to begin their money journey. So a lot of those principles I've learned and my own personal experience, of course. But then there's, I love, you know, I think for anyone who's particularly in debt, Dave Ramsey's book, anything by Dave Ramsey for that matter is really good. But he wrote this book called The Total Money Makeover. It's quite big, but there's some really good lessons in there about understanding how to buy cars and how to manage your budget and things like that. So I think that's effective as well. The final, look, there's so many. I mean, you could, a buddy of mine just recommended another one to me that I'm going to read before I recommend it. But he recommended this one by Morgan Housel, which is extremely good, a great read. I think he's sold 500,000 copies already. It's only new. And it's called The Psychology of Money. It's really good. He does a great job. I'd love to get him on the podcast. I've reached out to him. He hasn't come back to me yet. But if anyone knows him, tell him Lloyd's looking for him to do an episode. The Psychology of Money is extremely, it's a great book. And I think I would encourage you to read that last. So try and read them in sequence. Try and read one at a time. I find it hard when I'm reading two books or three books at once, which can happen to me. So I try and read one at a time. And really think about the book when you're reading it. Don't try and just get through it. Understand it, okay? And I think they're the best books to kick you off, just mainly on your money journey. And again, there's a lot more. I think a lot of people love The Barefoot Investor. I think that's also got some great principles in it as well. Scott Pape wrote that one. I enjoyed the other ones better than that. Scott Pape does put some practical stuff into his book, which is good. But the mindset you'll get from the other books. And I think that's the best place to start for anyone who's new. And obviously listening to this podcast helps as well, because I'm throwing lessons through these podcasts that are based on my own practical experience and the information I've read from books as well. But for you, I really want you to be empowered to develop your own money mindset. So I would encourage you to always read, pick up a book on money, pick up a book on investing, do courses, invest in yourself. And you'll start to own, you know, and implement what you learn in your life, and you'll start to draw practical life experience from those, you know, from you implementing what you learn in books. And I can't encourage it enough to read. I mean, if you want to be rich and happy and wealthy, read books. I've got to tell you that much. And so yeah, they're the core books. Okay, I think that you could pick up and read. They're very simple to read, great lessons, but implement them. You know what I mean? Like, don't just read it and then just put it on the shelf and gather dust. I mean, most people do that. Just implement what you learn, okay, from each book. And hit me up on Instagram and send me, DM of what you've got out of all those books. And I'd love to learn, you know, what you learned or know what you learned. And if you want to share this episode on your Instagram, feel free to do that. Leave us a review, subscribe, and thank you for listening. And I hope that's been an effective little episode for you, just on getting started reading, okay? If you aren't doing it, do it. You know, even 10 pages a day is something, you know? You got to get 1% better every day. The compound effect of that, just so you know, if you do the maths on it, is if you get 1% better every day to the power of 365 days, it works out to be 37 times better at the end of the year. And that's really how you grow your wealth. You grow it to the extent that you grow yourself, all right? So start with those books. I'm going to come back and do another episode on the investment books that I read that really shaped my mindset around investing. But again, if you go back to the pilot episode of this show, you'll find that I do talk a little bit about how that happened for me. But stand by, I'll come back. Investing books, there's so many as well, but I'll give you the ones that really helped me. So there we go. That's another episode of Money Grows on Trees. Look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.